Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas tells ABC's This Week Biden can't fix it alone.
What we need is congressional action. We cannot resource the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of State, the Department of Justice with additional personnel. We need Congress to legislate.
CBS News has learned the former president will participate remotely in a pre-sentencing conference tomorrow. CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
Basically, it's done to determine the appropriate sentence recommendation and also whether probation is an appropriate sentence and the level of supervision that the defendant would require in that case.
Hunter Biden's trial resumes tomorrow morning in Wilmington, Delaware. The moderate member of Israel's war cabinet has resigned, saying Prime Minister Netanyahu has mismanaged the war and is more concerned with his own political future. CBS's Linda Gradstein says it's a big loss for Israel's leader.
Benny Gantz gave Prime Minister Netanyahu a lot of legitimacy. And the fact that he said, I can't stay in this government anymore, is a message that he doesn't believe that Netanyahu should remain prime minister for much longer.
After his party's landslide loss in the European Union parliamentary elections, French President Macron has called for a snap election. Here's the BBC's David Harper.
Exit polls from EU elections suggest there has been a rightward drift across the continent, though the centre-right remains with the largest grouping in the parliament. In France, the far-right National Rally Party is predicted to win around 30% of the vote.
Caitlin Clark set a bunch of records as a college player, but her WNBA debut has been hard. She won't be on Team USA for the Summer Olympics. A lot of people are disappointed, but she's not.
Honestly, no disappointment. Like, I think it just gives you something to work for. You know, that's a dream. You know, hopefully one day I can be there, and I think it's just a little more motivation.
She's hoping for 2028 in L.A. The French Open is in the books.
In a five-set thriller, 21-year-old Spaniard Carlos Alcaraz defeated Germany's Alexander Zverev 6-3, 2-6, 5-7, 6-1, 6-2 to win the French Open for his third Grand Slam title Sunday. Battling on the clay court of Roland Garros, Alcaraz moves past Rafael Nadal to become the youngest man to win a major championship on all three surfaces. Erica Herskowitz for CBS News.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is, when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-885-3100. That's 800-885-3100. 800-885-3100.
New York's Federal Reserve Branch says seriously overdue credit card debt is higher than it's been in a decade. People are 35 and under leading the way and struggling to pay down their bills. The Fed says the percentage of severely delinquent debt has gone from 8.2 to 10.7% in the past year. Decades-old franchise is back with a new chapter and a big win.
I got this! What you don't know?
Bad Boys Ride or Die opening with an estimated $56 million in ticket sales this weekend. It's the fourth installment of the franchise starring Martin Lawrence and Will Smith, debuting nearly 30 years after the original. It also marks a big comeback for Smith following his controversial Oscar slap.
Oh, wow!
Last week's biggest film, the Garfield movie, came in a very distant second this week with $10 million. If was third with $8 million. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
And I'm Peter King, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Tonight, cloudy skies with a low around 49. Lots of sun for your Monday with a high near 67. Monday night, clear and 46. Mostly cloudy Tuesday, highs in the mid-70s. Much warmer on Wednesday, mostly sunny and a high around 85 degrees. Right now, it's 55.
WRJN. cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Well, the girls can't stand her cause she walks surprised like an ace.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot face.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
You drive like an ace now, you drive like an ace.
She'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away. Well, you knew all along that your dad was getting wise to you now.
Now you're shooting the lie.
And since he took your set of keys, you've been thinking that your fun is all through.
You're shooting the lie, now you're shooting the lie.
But you can come along with me, cause we got a lot of things to do.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. This is the number one.
Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Season turn, 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 and their time to at least I'm sure of all the things we got. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June as Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
If you dig into the history of the LGBTQ plus movement in our state, you may be surprised by what you find. The first public call to get rid of restrictions against gay people was discussed by Wisconsin officials in 1966, not long after voters elect several openly gay leaders for the first time. But a 1982 law stands out as Wisconsin becomes the first state to prohibit discrimination in employment, housing, and public accommodations on the basis of sexual orientation. An extraordinary history of Wisconsin pride. I'm Terry Barr.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Okay, college kids are smart about a lot of things, but there's one thing they need some help with: leaving college without any credit history. Too many of them are only using debit cards or cash, and those don't build credit. So they leave college with no credit history, which means no credit score, just when they need to rent an apartment or buy a car. And some employers are even checking credit scores these days. Now there's a solution: a credit card made for students. Student cards have a low limit and don't require a credit history. Now, like everybody, students should only use 10 to 15% of their credit every month and pay the card off on time. Then, when somebody's ready for the job market, they've got the credit they need to get the apartment and car that they want. This is exactly what my kiddo's going to be doing when she leaves for college in the next year or so. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Girl,
and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
chapel and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. We really love you and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel of love. Spring is here, the sky is blue. Whoa. Birds all sing as if they knew. Today's the day we'll say I do, and we'll never be lonely anymore, because we're going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Gee, I really love you and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel.
I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One, touching one. Sweet Caroline,
And timeless hits. WRJN.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheese making. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you! Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Watch out! You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Don't know why I came here tonight. another.